This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Companions came to Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam and they said, Ya Rasulullah alayhi salatu wasalam, the men with wealth took all the rewards. They pray like we pray. They fast like we fast. But they give in charity, we don't have it to give in charity. So what should we do? Look at the question. SubhanAllah, may Allah give us their hearts, Ya Rabbi, Ameen. So they said, Ya Rasulullah, the rich people took all the rewards. We pray, they pray, we fast, they fast, but they have money and they give for charity. And he said, alayhi salatu wasalam, he said, don't you know, and I'm just paraphrasing, don't you know that Allah had given you a way to do charity? Meaning, you can do charity without having money. And they said, truly? Really? How do we do that, Ya Rasulullah? He said, every tasbihah, saying subhanallah, is a charity. And every takbirah, you say Allahu Akbar, is a charity. And every tahmidah, you say alhamdulillah, is a charity. Dhikr, remembering Allah, and charity. Two in one. Plenty, al-ikthar, this is the whole idea, plenty. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, alhamdulillah, subhanallah. Repeated. And so in this same hadith, the rich people, the wealthy people heard this hadith, so they start doing this also. So the poor people came to Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam and said, Ya Rasulullah, they are doing it also. SubhanAllah. So they are praying, they are fasting, they're giving in charity money, and now they are also doing a dhikr. So now we are still less. And alayhi salatu wasalam responded and says, Dalika fadlullah yu'tihi man yasha. This is the blessings of Allah. He give it to whom He wills. Meaning, that's Allah's, how He wanted things to be. Subhana. So a lot of dhikr. And these ayyam, these days, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned them in the Quran, in Surah Al-Baqarah, in the cow. And He said, وَذْكُرُوا اللَّهَ فِي أَيَّامٍ مَعَدُودَاتٍ. Remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in accounted or well-known days. And these are the days of the Hijjah, and here is specifically the day of Eid. And also in Surah Al-Hajj, Allah said, لِيَشْهَدُوا مَنَافِعَ لَهُمْ وَيَذْكُرُوا اسْمَ اللَّهِ فِي أَيَّامٍ مَعْلُومَاتٍ. When Allah talking about Hajj, they go to Hajj so they see a lot of benefits for them and to remember Allah. To remember Allah, to say the words, the remembrance of Allah in specific days. These are the specific days. So it's ayyamun ma'dudat, ayyamun ma'lumat. Ayyamun ma'lumat, counted days, the 10 days. The scholar says it's these 10. And al-ma'dudat is the days of al-Eid. Normally when people are in Mina, in Hajj, is these are the days of dhikr. So one of the best deeds and cost nothing. That's why the people with no money came to him and says, what do we do? Is keep remembering Allah. Let's use this tongue that Allah gave us as a blessing, a way to bring us closer to Him. Let's not waste our time and talk about this and that, or this happened or that happened. Too much discussion, too much talk. Let's keep remembering Allah. And in our talk, let make it during the talk is all about or bring Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in it. Subhanallah, alhamdulillah, la ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar. In another hadith, similar to the one I started, specifically about the remembrance of Allah, and the Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam said, and this is an Imam Ahmad, and he said again, ma min ayyam a'azamu inda Allah, wala ahabbu ilayhi al-amalu salih fi. He said, no days more virtuous in the sight of Allah, and no days, good deeds, is more beloved to Him than these days, the 10 days. So what do we do? Now He gave us specifically, and He said, فَأَكْثِرُوا فِيهِنَّ. Do plenty of. فَأَكْثِرُوا فِيهِنَّ مِنَ التَّهْلِيلِ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَى اللَّهِ. Say plenty, say a lot. لَا إِلَهَ إِلَى اللَّهِ. وَالتَّكْبِيرِ, اللَّهُ أَكْبَرُ. وَالتَّحْمِيدِ. Keep saying it, keep saying it. One of now these days, inshallah, some of you may have it. Alhamdulillah, for the last 3-4 hours, I'm getting from many people all over the world recordings of takbir, takbirat. And they say, put it, and there is a new app actually in the phone that continues. Every time you use the app, it comes. Use the phone, it comes to remind you. Allahu Akbar, la ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar. Put it in the house. There's barakah in the house. You are resuscitating the sunnah of Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam, and you are glorifying the days. Allah glorified them. Subhanallah. Put it in your home, on your YouTube. Just look in the YouTube, takbirat. They call it takbirat, meaning saying Allahu Akbar, or saying the dhikr of the 10 days of the Hijjah. It's going to come. Recorded, almost all the reciters of the Quran, they also have it. أكثروا من, that's his advice to you and me. أكثروا منهن. Keep reminding yourself to do a lot of dhikr, and especially also the days of Eid is the days of, that's why we are not supposed to fast, because Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam said, the days of Eid, these are days we cannot fast, these are days we are supposed to eat, and these are days of dhikrullah, remembering Allah. Dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if I want to just to make it easy for everyone, is basically reading Quran is dhikr. Listening to a lecture is a dhikr. Reviewing your Quran is dhikr. Learning how to read Quran is dhikr. Saying astaghfirullah is dhikr. Morning and evening adhkar is dhikr. You getting into your car and say subhanalladhi sakhkhara lana hadha, you are saying the dua, the supplication of getting into the car, that's the remembrance of Allah. Coming out of the bathroom and you say ghufranik, that's dhikr of Allah, remembrance of Allah. Going to bed and you're saying the dua, supplications before you go to bed, the dhikr of Allah. I just need to remember. And I need to remind myself that these supplications, these adhkar, although I normally say it outside these 10 days, but in these 10 days, they are more virtuous and they are more beloved to Allah. It's like, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive us, but sometimes we have to give these examples to make things easy for us. You know, when you say, when you go to buy something and they tell you, you buy one and the next, and then the second one will be 45% less. You know, all these offers. Subhanallah, and Allah is al-Kareem. And when He tells you, there is no days more beloved to me to do a good deed than these days, what He will reward you and me? What He will reward you and me? Subhanallah.